Bless the Lord who forgiveth all our sins.
His mercy endureth forever.
Seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against thee, thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved thee with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of thy Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in thy will and walk in thy ways to the glory of thy name. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you absolution and remission of all your sins, true repentance, amendment of life, and the grace and consolation of his Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O Almighty God, who alone canst order the unruly wills and affections of sinful men, grant unto thy people that they may love the thing which thou commandest, and desire that which thou dost promise, that so among the sundry and manifold changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings out chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself so that they might declare my praise. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed for today is 126. Let us read responsively by half verse. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion,
then they were relaxed.
Then was our mouth filled with laughter.
And our tongue with shouts of joy.
Then they said among the nations,
the Lord has done great things for them.
The Lord has done great things for us.
And we are glad indeed.
Restore our fortunes, O Lord. Those who sowed with tears
will reap the songs of joy.
Those who go out weeping, carrying the seed,
will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves.
A reading from the letters of Paul to the Philippians. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as lost because of the unsurpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ. The righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death. If somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own. Because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. Be seated, please. Paul almost gets carried away, almost as if he's wistful for the kind of influence he used to have. It's as if he's saying, "You think you have a reason to hold on to your old life? Yeah, well, I've got even more. I was circumcised, an Israelite, a Benjaminite, tribal pedigree, a Hebrew of Hebrew parents, a Pharisee, part of the power elite, a persecutor of heretics, and I was blameless of anything before the law." Again, he seems almost caught up in, mesmerized by his own resume, as in, "Man, you should have known me then." But all of a sudden he comes to himself, much like the prodigal son came to himself, and says, "But none of that matters. It's all just so much rubbish, tripe." Evidently, the Greek word's more graphic than that. "That's right," he says. "I had a well-ordered, tightly controlled life. On top of all that, I'm a Roman citizen. But wait, that's not my reason for writing to you. I'm here to tell you that none of that matters in the end, in any substantial way. Those are just credentials that I use to impress human beings. It doesn't matter what others think of me. It doesn't matter what you think of me. What matters is who I am in God's eyes. Not only that, But my life in many ways has become an outward mess since I became a follower of the way of Jesus. What he tells the Philippians and us is that those former ostensible advantages, gains, he calls them, become their very opposite. Instead of advancing his life, their effect was to hold him back from what really matters to him as a disciple. The more he strove for recognition in the world, the farther behind he fell in terms of what he had come to understand as real life, real value. He presumably was attaining greater renown in his culture of misguided religious accomplishment as he rounded up more followers of Jesus, eventually standing on the sidelines at the stoning death of Stephen, whom we know as the first Christian martyr. He had come a long way since his childhood in Tarsus. He had climbed the ladder of success, step by step, rung by rung, in a very orderly, well-ruled way. God's ordering of Paul's will looks like the opposite of the petition in today's colleague. God smacked him senseless on the road to Damascus and sent him into the belly of the beast he'd been persecuting. After those initial steps, he underwent beatings and imprisonments in the course of his adventurous journeys all over the known world. It just doesn't sound much like the ordering of Paul's unruly will and affections. In fact, it looks like the flip side of that. Unless we can see all this, as Paul almost certainly did in his best moments, as God's taking this bombastic, self-important personality and applying it to God's work in the world. Paul did not become another person. He became more and more the person God had created him to be from the very outset. Paul doesn't seem to have abandoned his zealous nature in order to become a mild-mannered, soft-spoken presenter of peace and love. Not in my opinion. Based on my reading of this man's actions and thoughts and feelings, made known to us through his own writings, I don't think he was someone I'd want to spend a lot of time with. But he evidently lived with heroic faith and energy and conviction. And I recognize how much I owe to him. We all do. He, by God's grace and intervention, became the man who would write one of the most sublime expressions of agape, divine and selfless love, recorded in Christian scripture. The 13th chapter of his first letter to the Corinthians, which ends, faith, hope, and love abide these three, and the greatest of these is love. His hymn to love is to Paul as the summary of the law is to Jesus, at least in the way I see it. Love God with all of your being. Love your neighbor as yourself. If there were such thing as taglines, those would be the ones for those two people. Paul wrote that in his former life, he had thought and acted as a child, but subsequently did away with childish things. He was growing up into the person God intended him to be. Now, like all of us, he backslides, slips back into old patterns of boasting and overreaching his proclamation, slaves remain slaves, for example. But he freely admits his errors over and over. In today's passage, he writes, "Beloved, I do not consider that I have made the goal of resurrection and faith my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus." Well, this time around, all of this led me to at least two conclusions. One, God's ordering of our unruly wills and affections is something different from what we might imagine. It just might take us in different directions than those we thought possible. And two, God can and does enlist us as the persons we are. Bold extroverts like Paul, or more soft-spoken, introverted, less adventurous types, to accomplish God's purposes in the world. Let us pray confidently that God will order our unruly wills and affections as God chooses, and that we, in all the craziness of this world, may keep our hearts and minds open to true joys we will find as we help others to do the same. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand for the creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church and the world. Almighty and ever-living God, who in thy holy word has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. Lord, in thy mercy, give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, our bishops, and Michael, our priest, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. Lord, in thy mercy.
Hear our prayer.
And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. Lord, in thy mercy. We beseech thee also so to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, especially Joseph, our president, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world. Lord, in thy mercy. Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty. Lord, in thy mercy. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those in this transitory life who are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity, especially Justin, Emily, John, Sarah, Jim, Ann, Karen, Stephen, RG, Greg, Janet, George, Alan, Carol, David, Maureen, Jill, Chris, the Degater family, Martha and family, and the people of Ukraine. And with these thy servants who serve in the military, Brian, Trevor, James, Reed, Kevin, Chris, Jared, Brian, Jonathan, Eric, and all in harm's way. Lord, in thy mercy. And with all those who travel this week, especially Donna and John Bergman, and with all who mourn the deaths of their loved ones. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, especially Neil West, Sid Gervais Priest, Joe Lipscomb, and all who have died from the coronavirus, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us grace so to follow the good examples of the Blessed Virgin Mary and of all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Lord, in thy mercy. We pray in thanksgiving, especially for all who celebrate their birthdays and anniversary this week. Kathleen Broad, Margaret Thomas, Nancy Petty, Tim Erskine, Don Milanovich, Kranz Nichols, and Victoria and Justin Bailey. Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Peace to all of you at home. Glad you're with us, as best you can be. Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is
very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to triumph over every evil and to live no longer unto ourselves, but unto him who died for us and rose again. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and singing. glory be to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou, of thy tender mercy, didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made thereby his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, we, thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty, with these thy holy gifts, which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make, having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And here we earnestly desire, thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Love of God, and take us down.
Let us pray. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech thee, O heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Look with compassion, O Lord, upon this, your family, your people, that rightly observing this holy season, they may learn to know you more fully and to serve you with a more perfect will through Christ our Lord. I can hear Ellie telling me that unless I make the announcements here, people at home don't hear them. So I see a smile from George clear. I just want to draw your attention to the events of Holy Week, beginning with Palm Sunday, next Sunday. It'll be interesting to see how that goes for the folks at home. I think there's going to be a lot of downtime until we parade around in the street and get back in there, but just be patient. Wait for us. We will get here, and then we'll begin that liturgy. Also, I realize the Passion will be maybe less than satisfying for the folks at home, but at least you will have the script, if you will, the gospel to follow along with. It seems like there was something else I was going to tell you. There is coffee this morning, I know. Anything that you need to announce to others? Look at us. Well, if you'll wait 1 second, I'm going to go back there and say the dismissal. You all know at home what I'm going to say, so there.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks.